Last month, we invited listeners to take part in an experiment. We wanted you to tell us, in your own words, how four famous voices sound. Hundreds and hundreds of you answered, and commentator Brian McConaughey, who suggested the project, went through them. Here are the results.
In describing the voices of Morgan Freeman, Marilyn Monroe, Truman Capote, and Patsy Cline, I commend your passion, thoughtfulness, poetry, and humor. The majority of your responses went to address the duality of these celebrities, such as Marilyn was both innocent and a temptress, Morgan Freeman is both smooth and gravelly, etc. I regret I can only give a sampling of your emails.
People underestimate the benefit of good old manual labor.
Starting with Morgan Freeman.
When the president saw that within 48 hours this virus could be crawling across the White House lawn, he gave the order.
Overall, there were lots of references to front porches, rocking chairs, brandy, sandpaper, the fireside, walnuts, grandfathers, and the voice of our conscience. It's a voice like a lion gargling with pebbles, says Susan Sullivan.
By the toll of a billion deaths, man had earned his immunity.
It's Wagner being played by a garage band, says Douglas McConatha. He sounds the way Old Spice smells, writes Jason Matthew. And continuing on to other senses, Elizabeth Libby adds, it's what rich river bottom soil feels like. And Andy Mullins calls it, a voice too tired to hurry and too powerful to slow down.
Everything you've ever said or done or thought about doing.
It's a wet velvet suit drying in the sun, says Jesse Levy. It's the sound of hash browns being grilled in olive oil, says Bill Eisenberger. John Josh Helpern describes it as a silk trombone. And Jane Coppola simply states, the earth. Next was Marilyn Monroe.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before? You're staying at the hotel? Your face is familiar.
Here there were many references to cotton candy, smoke, wind, lollipops, and velvet. Linda Larson said it was a voice that would slow down a hummingbird in midair. It's the steam rising from a souffle, says Ken Bolinski. Her voice is the slow folding and unfolding of a pink cashmere sweater, offers Andrea Husky.
You own a yacht?
It's a voice to make a 7-year-old boy think differently about girls, suggests Bill Malvitz. Andy Mullen says it's a voice that doesn't reach the eardrum as much as the neck, the cheek, and the more prominent parts of the ear. And Jeff Moore calls her voice simply champagne lava. The next voice we wanted your reaction to was Truman Capote.
The fact of the matter is I've been living the life that that book is about for a good 25 years.
Here there were a number of references to kazoos and a whole menagerie of small animals, including sock puppets, ingesting helium. His voice sounds like that little spot on your upper back you can't reach when it itches, writes Linda Bière Sanssouci. It's a cat trussed up in a corset, says Christine Lim. Jennifer Wright says his voice sounded like a screen door spring.
It's taken me all that time to develop the technique, not the knowledge, but the technique.
And Jack Rita suggests his voice sounds like what was left over after developing his other amazing talents. It's an eggnog with too much whiskey, says Susan Sorota. And Hallie Rumsey Lasershorn, age 11, who I deduce was given this as a classroom assignment, writes, it's rubber bands rolled in pencil shavings and dropped in peanut butter. And finally,
I have been so wrong.
Patsy Cline.
For so long, I didn't know.
In describing her voice, Linda Larson says it's the voice that warms the back seat of a Nash Rambler. Justin Bowsley adds, it's the voice of the moon courting a shy earth. Thomas Kimball declares, it's the sound of swing, swagger, and swoon. Cassandra Ramirez says, it's the happiness right before heartbreak.
Now that you're gone, I dream of you and your sweetheart.
It's a smoky suede leather jacket forgotten in the closet, says Terry Ellerston. Sarah Brown adds, it's slipping back into a warm bed on a cold morning. Olivia Tyson says, it's the feeling you get thinking of your lover during a long-distance drive. From Tom McGinty, Patsy Cline sounds like God's voice coach. Brad Rudy says, it's the ache for the taste of a childhood forever gone. It's the dawn breaking at the end of a day. offers Mike Vale.
I could want you, darling, oh, so much.
And lastly, from Susan Palomara, an image that is still skipping around in my head. It's the unrequited love of a heartsick suspension bridge for the river that flows beneath it. Thank you, Susan. Thank you all. And if you are ready for round two, our new selections include the voices of...
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know, and I'm hot to trot.
The actor, Jack Nicholson.
Next woman takes me on is going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
The singer, Nora Jones.
I see conclusion in all this confusion.
And the ubiquitous voice of Cliff Edwards.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Take your best shot, describe away, and I look forward to reading them all. Thank you.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
If your dreams include having your descriptions of famous voices read on NPR, we want to hear from you. Okay, they don't have to be dreams. We'll settle for just interested. So go to our website, npr.org, and search for Vocal Impressions. Brian McConaughey will be back again next month to share a sampling of the responses.